Hey everybody, welcome to Girl Gone Frugal again. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and today we're talking about the importance of creating a money manifesto. This is episode number 4 of the Foundation series, a series of podcast episodes all about setting up your best life. You don't need to listen to it at the beginning of the year, even though it's probably most effective then. It just needs to be listened to at the time you're ready to take action. I'll include a link to the first show, which is how to set goals. And then there will be active links within that blog post to direct you to the other episodes. Let's get started. This will be a shorter episode than the other ones, so just so you know. What in the heck is a manifesto? Basically, it is a public declaration of policy and aims. So what does this mean in English? Basically, an organization, person, or entity is setting an intention about the end result that they have in mind. Some famous manifestos include Manifest Destiny. If you're an American and don't understand what that is, you need to research your history like now. Manifest Destiny was the whole focus of Americans back in the day, which was basically to expand or die. Yep, you heard it right. You heard it here. We wanted to expand as far as we could possibly go and to grow our wealth, our influence, and our dominance over other people. And I would like to say that we did a good job until 2018. Ha! Don't be mad. Anyway, another famous manifesto includes Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. We're not there yet, but I think in some ways we're closer, in some ways we're further. His manifesto of a world where people are treated equally, it's always two steps forward, two steps back, but we're much better, I think, in some respects than at the time he shared that beautiful, beautiful speech with us. The Apple ad, here's to the crazy ones. That ad was just incredible. It basically was a rallying cry around an idea, a way of thinking, a movement. Casey Neistat's Do What You Can't actually is the best one, I think, in the last two to three years. His video and just idea of doing what you can't, what people tell you can't do, is one of the best examples of currently known manifesto that people don't realize is a manifesto. And finally, President John F. Kennedy's Land a Man on the Moon speech. Again, if you're American and haven't heard of it, because maybe you're kind of young and your school doesn't teach history, please Google it and know your history. We landed a man on the moon. Some people think we didn't. I'm not even going to touch that. But the point is, for most people, we did eventually land a man on the moon. And now we have Elon Musk, who is working to get people to Mars. They'll die once they get there, but they'll get there. And he's actually set his intention. I'm going to look and see if he's created a manifesto. If he has, I'll include it in the show notes. Creating a money manifesto is really important because you are declaring an intention about your money. And as you work towards your goal of debt freedom, of investing like a rock star, of financial independence, of having an epic amount of savings, of paying off your family's mortgage, whatever financial goal you have a money manifesto in mind. And in fact, I take the time to create one because it is something that you're declaring to yourself, to other people, and to the world. Funny, because as I put this episode together, I was like, you know what? I need to go back and tweak mine. So just because you've created a manifesto doesn't mean that the work can't be done on it to improve what it is. And so I will be going back and kind of tweaking mine. But if you want to take a look at it, please feel free to grab a copy. I'll have a link in the show notes. As you work on your manifesto, think about whether or not you're dealing with a mental shift, a process shift, or a place shift, a shift so that you can get to the outcome that you have in mind. Be honest about the importance of the journey as you write your manifesto. So everything's about the journey. Basically, a money manifesto is a bold way to stop ignoring and declare your financial intentions to the world. And most importantly, your money manifesto basically is a call to action for yourself. That's it. Grab a copy of mine. Think about what yours will be. Share in the comments in the blog post. I would love to hear what your manifesto is. If it's like an epic one, maybe email it to me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com. Again, this is a short episode. I just want you to think about what your money manifesto would be. Declare it to the world and make things happen.